With their team headed up to Chicago to play for a spot in the Super Bowl, Saints fans in New Orleans are feeling pretty good. And that's a welcome change after the struggles the city has faced. Here's reporter Molly Peterson.
Anybody in McCarty's Chicken on Broad Street will tell you they've got some of the best fried chicken in this town and that New Orleans has the best football team in the NFC.
Who that? Who that? We're going to win a long ways. We're going to get it. We're going to win, too. We got the Super Bowl.
Annelle Winston waits online for her five-piece lunch, wearing, of course, a black Saints shirt. She says she's fixing up her own house after work, and she needs football as a break.
We've gone through a rebuilding process, but in that process, we also have to live our lives. And to be able to do something other than going and renovating your house and cleaning around your house, that's something to take your mind off for just a little while.
Over near the bayou, the Parkway Tavern's noontime crowd draws contractors and cops, hippies and neighbors. All Saints fans, this weekend at least, even those who aren't diehards. Like David Fataluro. He inspects buildings for the city.
You worry about rebuilding houses. We got work. We worry about going to the Super Bowl. Well, I was reading that somebody said we're like the Jews in the desert for 40 years. You know? We're finally going to get to the promised land.
Yvonne Aronson, wearing gold and black beads, says the game this weekend isn't an escape from reality. It's an inspiration for it.
I feel right now an overall sense of, yes, we believe, we believe. If you're talking about the city being slow about coming back after the hurricane, I'm seeing a lot of improvement. And I'm predicting that we're going to win by at least a touchdown, at least.
Aronson says Saints fever is bigger than the game or the sport, bigger than the city or even the state.
Oh, it's not just here. It's all over the country. I work for a company that has employees all over the world. And just this week, talking to employees throughout the U.S. alone, everybody that I've spoken to is cheering for the Saints.
Down the bayou, Kim Marcelon is eating a Saints cupcake her coworker brought from a nearby cafe. Grinning ear to ear, she says she really believes this season was sent by God.
I think it's hope. It's our rainbow.
Marcelon knew nothing about football last year. This year, she bought season tickets. She praises quarterback Drew Brees and other players for getting involved in the city. It's inspired her.
And I think that I'm getting more done in my life, and I see other people getting more done in their lives. When I go out and meet new people or see people, we're constantly talking about the Saints, and we're energized when we're talking about it, so we're able to do more.
This weekend, though, Marcelon says the whole city just has one thing to do, cheer. Molly Peterson, NPR News, New Orleans.